Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
We hear words like immorality, ungodliness, unrighteousness, and similar expressions. But in many cases, we have abandoned the word worldliness. In my judgment, that is unfortunate, because worldliness encompasses a much broader spectrum than the other terms. For example, a Christian does not have to engage in sexual immorality, in greedy practices, in robbing and killing to be worldly. He can simply have his attention and affection centered on the world. From a biblical viewpoint, that also constitutes worldliness. Is that what Paul had in mind when he said that the enemies of the cross of Christ mind earthly things? Did that necessarily mean that the enemies of the cross were adulterers, drunkards, sexual perverts, and extortioners? There may have been some of the Lord's enemies in all these categories. But are these the only attitudes and activities which constitute minding earthly things? Of this fact, we can be absolutely sure. A man or woman may never engage in any form of immorality and still be worldly. People can become so attached to this world that their thoughts of righteousness and the heavenly home never cross their minds. There is no indication that the rich man Jesus mentioned in Luke 12 had been involved in sexual immorality or in taking advantage of the downtrodden. He was so completely devoted to feathering his own nest that he showed no compassion on his less fortunate neighbors. Is it legitimate to characterize such behavior as being worldly? We need to examine briefly the word mind in our text from Philippians 3:19. Vine's Expository Dictionary of Biblical Words says the word means to think, to be minded in a certain way. It implies moral interest or reflection, not mere unreasoning opinion. Page 742. The Greek verb phroneo appears 29 times in the New Testament, all except 3 times in Paul's epistles. In the following verses, the Greek word is rendered set affection. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. Colossians 3:1-2. One more verse should help us to understand the thought Paul stresses in Philippians 3:19. Paul contrasts living by the Spirit and living after the flesh. He then said to the Roman Christians, "For they who are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they who are after the Spirit the things of the Spirit." Romans 8:5. Have you ever thought how absolutely foolish it is to go through life minding only earthly things? If you are observant at all, you know we are not going to spend eternity on this earth. You also know that earthly things cannot bring you happiness here and cannot purchase salvation in the life to come. So why do human beings often focus all their attention on getting rich, having a good time, satisfying their fleshly appetites, and ignoring God, Christ, the Word of God, and the final destiny of every human being? Does it ever enter your mind that you need to think about the true meaning of life and the life to come? The great patriarch Abraham ought to challenge our thinking about this world. The Hebrew writer says concerning Abraham, "For he looked for a city whose builder and maker is God." Hebrews 11:10. When this life ends for us, how much security can we find in having spent our lives in minding earthly things? Please remember these words from the Lord's Sermon on the Mount. Seek first the kingdom of God. Thank you, and may God bless you.